311. Undesirability of entering the mosque after eating raw onion or garlic. 1701. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'He who has eaten garlic should not come to our mosque.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The narration in Muslim is, "He who has eaten garlic should not come to our mosques." 1702. Anas radiallahu anhu said, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'He who has eaten from this plant, i.e. garlic, should not approach us and should not offer salat, prayer, along with us.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1703. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'He who has eaten garlic or onion should keep away from us or our mosques.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The narration in Muslim is, "He who has eaten onion or garlic or leek should not approach our mosque, because the angels are also offended by the strong smells that offend the children of Adam." Muslim. Commentary. It is not permissible to eat raw onions, garlic, or anything with a strong offending smell before going to the mosque. It is permissible, however, to eat them after their strong odor has vanished as a result of cooking or boiling. Since their odor vanishes after cooking, their use is permissible in cooked form. 1704. It has been narrated that Umar radiallahu anhu said in the sermon of Friday prayer, "O you people, you eat garlic and onion. I think the odor of these to be very offensive. I saw that if the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, happened to find a man with such offensive odor in the mosque, he would order him to be taken out of the mosque and sent to Al-Baqi. He who wants to eat any of these should cook them till their odor dies out." Muslim. Commentary. Khabith generally means impure, base, and wicked, but it is also used in the sense of haram, unlawful, that is, for eatables which are forbidden or which have an unpleasant and disgusting smell. Garlic, onion, etc. are khabith in their raw form, and Muslims have been prohibited from going to the mosque after eating them. One can, however, eat them in their cooked form. One can also use them when the time to go to mosque for salat is not very near. We also learn from this hadith that one should not eat any such odorous thing when he has to go to the mosque or madrasa or any congregation for some religious purpose, because it will be repulsive for the people present there. Their eating is, however, permissible even in their raw form if one is not going to the mosque for salat. 2. We also learn from this hadith that mosques should be kept free from every kind of filth and odorous things. There is no justification for the construction of toilets in the premises of the mosque. Mosques which have toilets within their compounds must be divested of the toilets to purge them of the unclean environments.